Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we're going to hit the ground running. I had so much happen over the weekend. So many things going on. I find all this amazing. You are losing your country, and I'm going to prove it to you tonight. All right? For those of you who sat back and kept saying, you know, what's the big whoop? I've been a Democrat all my life. It's not a big problem. Really? Look at what's happening around you. But the Republicans have been much better, but they've been better. Yeah, I'm just going to hit it, because I know Kimberly's going to join me in a few minutes, and hopefully she'll jump all over this stuff as well. A Democrat Texas sheriff, and I say Democrat for a reason, he recommends criminal charges after completing an investigation into DeSantis' migrant flights to Martha Vineyard. Now, he's not interested, he's not concerned with any flights that the Biden administration has done and dropped in major cities across the country. No, those are okay. All right? Only DeSantis and his team. Don't you find that amazing? So Bexar County Sheriff Xavier Salazar opened a criminal investigation into Florida Governor Ron DeSantis operating his operation, sending illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. Oh, well, that's probably the problem right there. They went to Martha's Vineyard. Can't have that, no. Unless they're going to be workers. I mean, in that case, it's fine. If they're going to work for nothing, I'm sure they wouldn't have a problem there with them. Now, you think about that. 5 million illegals have poured over the borders. Now all those little cities, all those little sanctuary cities across the country are like, maybe not. So the Biden regime has been flying and busing illegals all over the U.S. We don't know where they are. We don't know where they went. And that doesn't seem to bother anybody. I think it was 50-plus illegals. I can't remember now. Been a while. Oh, it was? Okay. Yeah, it was. Over 50. Right? We're sent to Martha's Vineyard. And it seemed like everything was going to be fine, right? Going to be good. They want to go there. It wasn't like they were very upset over it. It's just amazing. Now, 50, we just found 50 illegals found dead in the trailer in San Antonio. It's because of Joe's open border policies. But the real crime is moving 50 of them to Martha's Vineyard. You'd rather have them fry in a trailer, right? Oh, you'd rather have Joe Biden drop them off somewhere, because somehow that would be much better. As long as it isn't a Republican governor dropping them off. Because he probably would drop them off at a Republican city and tell you to deal with it, right? Salazar said the illegals were lured to Martha's Vineyard under false pretenses. Recommended criminal charges to the... Is it just amazing? Sheriff Salazar recommends felony and misdemeanor charges of unlawful restraint over the migration flights to Martha's Vineyard. The case filed includes both felony and misdemeanor charges of unlawful restraint. Isn't this funny? Unlawful restraint. Right? If they're here illegally, my understanding from the sheriffs I've spoken with is if they pick up an illegal on the street, they can restrain them. It's not their job to check all their papers and put them all through. No, they can drop them. I wouldn't. You drop them off at Homeland Security or ICE. I would drop them off near the border. According to the sheriff's statement to the Miami Herald, at this time the case is being reviewed by the DA's office. Once an update is available, they will provide the information to the public. Today, with everything that's going on, the majority of the public are going to be yay and amen in not doing anything with DeSantis. As a matter of fact, why don't you go up to Biden if you're going to apply it the same? But they're not going to do that. Here's more proof that they are not willing to apply the same rules. They live well above the law. Developing today that Trump's lawyers met with the Justice Department officials on the classified document case on Trump's documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate. All right? Is Joe going in? Are they going after Joe? Joey B., who had these documents in several locations, had documents for being a senator they had no business having to begin with. But that was okay. See, you heard me talking about this the other night in the show. You are going to have a violent and physical uprising if the left keeps this up. This is why they want your guns. This is why they want your kids. I want you to think this through. I want you not to be a Maroney on all this stuff here. And I say that in the most loving of ways. Right? I mean, again, as you go through this, if you think about what they're teaching your kids, they're teaching them to hate this country, right? Tell on your parents. Teach them, I don't know, that bad and wrong history. You're not a boy, you're not a girl, you're whatever you feel like in the morning when you get up. There's no truth for these kids anymore. Be back in a few minutes. We'll see what Kimberly has to say. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be, you got to be part of the solution. The way you do that, as I always say, my favorite saying, you got to get informed first, right? Many of you go half-cocked. You think you got the information, you think you got the answers, and you don't. And it makes it so hard for the rest of us. But that's why I bring on people who have a clue. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Kind of kick off the week with all the crazy stories that, I don't know, some people are paying attention to, some aren't. You know, Kimberly, they set the stuff off late on Friday, hoping you kind of get really teed off Friday night, and you cool down before Monday comes around, and then you forget all about the issue.
Of course.
How are you
doing?
You've
been doing that for years. Yep.
I know. All right, so I was just going off on a couple of things I want you to comment on, and that is the Democrat Texas sheriff who's recommending criminal charges for DeSantis because of his migrant flights to Martha's Vineyard. Nowhere else, just Martha's Vineyard. I wonder what that's all about, right? But nothing for Joey B. He didn't open a concurrent investigation with Joey B., because of all the places they're dropping people in the middle of the night without any papers, or pretty much not even knowing where they're going.
I have a question.
Uh-oh.
Why the hell does a Florida governor give a rat's behind what some jackass in Texas has to say?
Oh, I wouldn't have any. And I'm not so sure he cares either. But I do find it, I find it quite interesting that in that, not far from that same town, with the same county where that sheriff is, they found 50 migrants dead in a trailer, locked in a trailer, or illegals, I should say. Right? Is there an investigation over that, you think?
Of course not. Of course not.
No. We no longer have the rule of law in this country.
It only exists, you know, when it's opposite world, when the left wants someone to be prosecuted for something.
What's that day in New England called?
Groundhog Day?
No, Sadie Hawkins Day, right? Where the girls get to ask the boys to dance?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? What if you're a boy that identifies as a girl and you ask another boy to dance, how that would go over? That's just a thought, anyway.
New England?
Oh, yeah, that's why I said it.
Depends
it's just
on
a
where
thought,
you are.
You know?
Depends on where you are.
But, really, you think about all the stuff they're throwing at us. I was telling you during the break, actually started the story on the Department of Justice Day meeting with Trump's lawyers over the classified documents he had at Mar-a-Lago. And you know, leaving them on the floor. Yeah, right, like that really happened.
That was freak. All the FBI.
Bingo.
Yep.
But I was wondering, I wonder if they bumped into Joey B's lawyers going down the hallway with Joe's, you know, what did he have, five different locations?
Yeah.
Classified document, and some of them went all the way back to when he was a senator.
Yep, and his felon son could get them.
I told you, he didn't care about the papers. He needed rolling paper. That's why he needed.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah, at some point, that's more like anything. It.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, in my humble little... Oh, no, let me do this last one first. We actually have... this is actually constitutionally illegal. So you have Mayor Adams in New York City now wants to use the spare rooms in private homes in the city for illegals, pretty much mandating the people. I mean, it shows you when these people agree to uphold the Constitution of the United States, they have no clue as to what's in it.
No, I say go for it. Start, Eric Adams can start, then Kathy Hochul and all the lefties who voted for New York City to be a sanctuary city. I say you go ahead because we know all you elitists have extra rooms in your homes, your multi-million-dollar homes. Yeah, go for it.
Yep. No, really.
And all the lefties who voted for them and voted for this, go for it. It's all yours, baby.
I'm with you. I am with you. You know what? Hey, again... Funny how all these sanctuary cities, all these mayors, these governors, whatever, are now going, hold on. You know, do we have to declare a state of emergency because we can't afford this? You know, we received 40,000 of these people. You've had 5 million of them come over the border. Where do you think they've been put? Where do you think they're at? Who's footing the bill for those?
Yeah, these people didn't seem to care when all these illegals were coming over, thanks to Biden and his open border. Now they're speaking up. Because their own citizens are actually complaining. Oh, they've not seen anything yet.
Well,
they have not seen anything yet.
No, they haven't. You know, when you
the lawlessness, the anarchy, the crime. Oh, Democrats have totally destroyed their own people, and they don't care.
No. Look, when you look at the numbers of the black community, and even Democrats now that are coming forward said, I don't know what happened to my party, I'm gone, I'm out of here. They need the illegals, and you know why.
Because they're going to let them vote.
Bingo. They're losing their voter base big time. And they're gonna let them vote. It's really that simple.
Yep.
You know, we're becoming the wild wild west with the Democrats laying out who gets elected, who gets jailed, and who doesn't. You know, I saw a headline earlier about the FBI. They've come out now. I want you to let this marinate for a second when I say it. The FBI is afraid that the informant could be killed over the Biden family information that they have.
What?
Oh, yeah, they're afraid. They know it's going to happen. They're just coming out in front of it, right?
He's going to be Clintonized.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. So, you know, wow. they're telling the Overhouse Committee that, hey, look, you know, this could be dangerous if we, you know, bring out this letter and we do this and we do that. You know, this person could be killed. They're going to be killed anyway.
So the fact that they're saying it tells you all you need to know about how corrupt and how much Biden is involved with. That's all you need to know.
Oh, I'm right on board with you. No question about it.
Of course, they're probably saying that all on purpose because, you know,
well, we told you.
Make stuff up.
See, when you force us to give up the paperwork, you force us to give up this information. We told you this kind of thing could happen.
They don't need to. They don't need to provide the informant's name.
No. Well, you heard today. I don't know. I think you heard today that when Comey got into the the skiff, they wouldn't give him the document. Right?
They can't do that.
Started an investigation. I know. They're the Oversight Committee.
Wow.
All right. We'll talk more about this inside the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up for Kimberly Marino when we return.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The victims of a private jet that crashed in Virginia Sunday were residents of New York. Adina Azarian, her 2-year-old daughter, her nanny, and the pilot were killed in the crash, while Azarian's neighbor in East Hampton remembers her well.
Very sweet. Always stop, say hello, and, you know, I'd pet the dog who'd come running.
The FAA says the small plane flew into unauthorized airspace and crashed in the mountains of Virginia. Oregon's Attorney General and State Treasurer are investigating the Fox Board of Directors for potential breach of fiduciary duty. Under the Dominion settlement, Fox paid $787 million over the networks. This investigation will determine whether Fox heads Rupert and Lachlan Murdoch, along with other members of the board, could be held accountable in the situation. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. You know what? Part of the problem here with what's going on in our government, and I don't even know if it's our government anymore, the government, how's that? And part of the problem is, you know, as you peruse the Constitution, you go ahead and find out why our founding fathers did things the way they did them, from the Electoral College to setting up the Senate and the whole nine yards. We should have never gave the people the right to vote in. I'm sorry, I don't trust you guys. You voted for Obama twice, you know what I'm saying? Then you put Joey B. in there. We should never give people the right to vote in senators. There was a rhyme and reason, and a very smart rhyme or reason, as to why they laid out the senators the way they did. The local legislator would choose the senators from that state to represent the state. So the senators actually had a dotted line connection from the people to the legislators to D.C. Right now, they could care less what the legislators want. They could care less what the governor wants. They have to worry about getting reelected. It's a whole different animal. Go ahead.
New Hampshire is a living testament to that, because our legislature for the past 4 years has been controlled by Republicans. And guess what? Our federal Congress swamp creatures are all Democrats. Why? Because, first of all, the legislature doesn't pick them. Second, we have out-of-state college students voting in our elections, and they vote for the presidential, but they don't vote down ballot. Thank God.
Yeah, I know, right? You better be happy about that.
Well, they've been starting.
Yeah, but are you telling your Republican legislators allowed that to happen?
How are they going to stop people from voting for senator? Oh yeah, they're milquetoast.
I meant the out of state allowing out of staters to vote.
Uh huh. Yeah, they allow that.
Wow.
Yep.
That's amazing.
No, I guess college students are too stupid to vote by absentee ballot like other grown adults do.
Listen, I've had a couple of young people ask me where the stamp on the envelope goes.
Oh, good what Lord.
I'm telling you the truth. It's just amazing. Right? I mean, where do you sign this? How do you sign a check? With a pen? You know?
They teach them nothing useful in high school anymore.
It's really bad. It really is bad.
It is really bad.
You know? So, I think I was talking to you about the spare rooms that New York City Mayor Eric Adams wants to house illegal aliens in.
Yes.
And don't we have a constitutional article that talks about housing, you know, the government housing? And I know he says
Yes. That's
about soldiers, okay? And these aren't soldiers.
Oh, they are soldiers.
Give me a different army.
No,
you're right there. The But again, you think about this. They're doing it in L.A. They're actually forcing in Los Angeles. They have the older parts of the city have deep, very deep lots. Okay, so your house is closer to the front of the street. You may have 100-150 feet behind your house. So now and then it empties into an alley. They're almost all of them empty into an alley. So the garbage trucks should come through the alley and not in the front of the street and yada 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 and blah 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 whatever. Right? So now they're saying, well, wait a minute. We're going to force you to build one of those ADF units or whatever it's called, right? It's a little 10 by 10 or 10 by 15 mini house back there.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's
serious. Are you serious?
No, that's serious. Now, this is the Soviet Union of Los Angeles.
For illegals or the homeless?
Homeless. So you get them out of your alleyway and put them in those. Because, you know, once they get their own home, you know they'll take care of it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because we know what happens when people get stuff for free.
Oh, yeah. Well, they cherish it and they treat it right and they take care of it.
They take great care of it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Kimberly, I can tell you stories about in Los Angeles County. There is an ordinance, if you would, that will allow, and actually the state just recently passed a law behind it, where you don't need permission from the local city to build these little units, all right, and or to build more apartment buildings. You don't have to fall in line with all the city ordinances because we need more housing. That's what's hurting people is we don't have enough housing to get them off the street.
Well, that's one of the things. The drugs are the other thing. Morons.
Oh, drugs, jobs. You have companies leaving California in big numbers still, pouring out of here.
Why would you stay there? I wouldn't.
I'm stuck for the moment. I'll put it
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about a business.
I know, generic you. Well, San Francisco, they're bleeding businesses. And you know what they, and like a, what do you call it when somebody's too strong with their kids? You know, too much of a disciplinarian, right? They're going to start charging an exit tax in San Francisco. Yeah, right.
That won't pass muster even in your Supreme Court.
I know, but they won't stop them anyhow. And so you have the exit tax. What was the other one that I thought was really funny? Oh, the vacancy tax. So if your apartment building or your store front or whatever is vacant for more than 90 days, you have to start paying taxes on it.
Hmm.
Gotta figure that one out.
That makes zero sense.
I got no money coming in. I can't rent out the store. You're mad because you're not getting the taxes that you were getting, but I'm not getting the protective services I was getting, but you still want me to pay you for all those services I'm not getting.
Right. And everything's costing more.
Oh, everything. 40. What'd they lose? If I'm wrong, I'm sure the people in the chat room will wake me up, but 40% of the restaurants in San Francisco and Oakland have closed. And not closed temporarily. They're gone. Not to return.
40%?
40. Think about that. Let that...
Well, that's part of... I mean, they're also... When stores shut down, like, you know, Lord & Taylor and all those big stores, when right. those shut down, that there's no foot traffic.
Right. And so did you really want to walk? You really want to walk in San Francisco? You really want to walk down to the restaurant?
You know what? The last time I was in San Francisco, I was by myself on a business trip. I mean, this was the fun part of the business trip. I walked all over the place by myself.
Really?
Not concerned. When there was one sort of sketchy part I went to, I think I told you this before, I just left.
Yeah, you knew that wasn't a place for you, apparently.
Well, I was practicing situational awareness, apparently, before I knew what it was.
I know, right? Yeah, no kidding. I don't know.
Good. I wouldn't go there now. I have no desire to go there now, and I loved it. It was gorgeous.
Well, remind you of Boston's waterfront?
Yeah, it was just, except the freaking hills. The freaking damn hills. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because I walked everywhere. But it was gorgeous. It was absolutely gorgeous. And I would never go there now. My aunt said the same thing. We were just talking about it. Because she went there when it was still beautiful. And it's a shame. It's shameful what the left has done to San Francisco and other cities.
Yeah, and it never stops. They don't see it. And do they not see? All right,
I think they know it.
Okay. Yeah, I knew you were going to go there. So, yeah, I was going to say, either they're that evil that they think it's a great thing to do, or they just don't see it. What do you think?
No, I think that they're putting their policies into place because they think their policies are good, but, I don't know. I just think they're destructive. They should call themselves the destructive party. I just think they're zero use in this world.
And you know, they fully believe that what they're doing is good for society, good for your kids, just plain old good.
They can't all be that stupid, Joe. Come on now. Not all of them are that stupid. Many of them know what they're doing is just destruction and chaos.
Oh, they don't want any. I'll tell you what, some of the people that have come against me in the past, I'm watching what they're posting on Facebook about certain things, and you're right. They're like, there's nothing wrong with exposing our kids to porn. There's nothing wrong with, you know, A, B, and C. They're going to see it anyway. They're going to eventually see it. They might as well see it while they're with you. Oh, yeah. Can you see that? Mommy and Daddy, come on. Come over. We're going to watch Debbie Does Dallas tonight. An old
one. I'm going to behave. I'm going to so behave right now.
God. When we come back, since we're on this roll, we'll talk about the West Hollywood family-friendly Pride Parade.
I don't know. There's no such thing.
I don't know what family they're talking about. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back from the studio host. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Yeah, and part of that, get informed first. I mean, we're gonna have a ball in the third hour tonight because I got so much stuff I want to get back to. Let me bring on Kimberly Marin, joins us as she does every week. Always appreciate her time and kicking the weekend off. I'm kicking the week off. You know, I'm going to go into more detail, but do you remember that truck or a few truck drivers who claimed that they were driving, they had picked up, you know, tens of thousands of ballots and delivered them to counting places, right? And everybody was like, oh, that's not true, didn't happen. Well, now, apparently, they've been vindicated. It did happen. So, just coming up, you know, in the last day or two, they have a group of three or four witnesses. They said they shipped an estimated 144,000 to 288,000 ballots that were completed to three different states in the New England area. You know, this is where, when I talk to people, I go, look, you keep saying, oh, you think it'll change the election, huh? Well, when you talk about, what was it, Wisconsin or Nevada, I can't remember which state now, it's been a while, 72,000 ballots that were received that were never mailed out. Yeah, you know, maybe. When you have a U.S. Postal Service truck that drove through three different states to deliver 144,000 all the way up to 288,000 ballots, yeah, I would say that might change the election.
So I'm a little confused. What ballots were these?
Presidential ballots back in 2020.
They were ballots that were from voters?
Yes. They weren't delivering them. No, they weren't delivering them to the voters. They were delivering them to the counting places.
But why did they have them?
Yeah, well, you start asking questions like that, you might get Clintonized.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, and I know some people that work on these projects, you know, digging this stuff up.
Uh-huh.
And they tell me, so, I mean, L.A. was the one I was the closest to when they were working through it, where they had 1.6 million voters on the rolls that didn't belong. The judge told them to clean it up, gave them an order, okay? And 2 years later, they had removed less than 200,000 names.
Of course. Because
so
guess
until
what?
These people go to jail, nothing's going to change, you know?
No, and none of them ever do. Even in New Hampshire, yes, we do have voter fraud. Yes, people do commit it, but they rarely, if ever, even when they've been handed over all the evidence from someone who is investigating on their own, they don't do it. They don't pursue it. They do nothing. Nothing.
Yep. He said one driver who testified under oath, he said he sat in Harrisburg for 4 hours, not 4 hours, but for hours. And when he was told to leave, the supervisor of the Postal Service would not give him any kind of slip or overtime, nothing that he would allow him to get paid for his extra hours.
So didn't the Democrat Party pay them enough?
Apparently, they did. Not only did they not pay him enough, that they were stupid enough to believe that he was on the same page as them. And I think that's what's going to be their downfall. Is they're going to assume that pretty much everybody in the Dem Party or what have you, is on the same page as them, not going to give them a hard time and, you know, allow this stuff to happen. You know? Let me see. Yeah. And I'm not finding it in one place. I'm finding that story in several places. And again, it's just like I think you're going to see the dam cracking. But my biggest problem here, you know, as more and more people come forward with information, they're going to be trying to fill these leaks, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you're going to see happen again is, you know, I think you're going to see violence in the street. I really do. I'm not asking you to affirm that.
Who's going
to
do it?
How much? Who's going to
do it?
Well, some of it's going to be the whacktoids on the far right. You know that as well as I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to get tired of this. But I think you are going to see people start to look at what you're seeing in San Francisco. Did you ever think that you'd see what you see in San Francisco, New York City, Los Angeles, and so on? The blatant lack of regard for the law that you see today?
No, that I never. That's like out of a dystopian movie. Nope,
we would laugh at each other a year ago. I mean, well, 5 years ago. You and I would have been like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, that's out of a dystopian movie, for sure.
How hard can you squeeze people before you see that happen?
Oh, people try to do something else and make do. I don't know.
You think they'll just go along because they don't want trouble?
Okay. Remember during COVID, everything that people tolerated and put up with and believed from the government? Remember how they treated all of us who were questioning everything?
Yeah.
With actual proof, and we were being shut down on social media because we were showing actual proof that they were lying and they were wrong? Remember how regular, ordinary people behaved towards us?
Yeah.
That's our society, Joe.
God. You're making me feel so much better.
Sorry, but you know what? Too many people just went along to get along and didn't stand up. Even if someone didn't agree, right? Even if you didn't agree, like, hey, I'm questioning this. Here's, you know, the information I have. Too many people who could have didn't stand up and say, hey, you may disagree with this person, but hear them out and don't shut them off just because they have a different opinion. No, they were either silent or they went along with them.
Wow.
Which is unfortunate. And some of those people, though, good news, some of those people have woken up and they're like, I've actually seen people apologize. Like, you all were right. We were wrong. Like, and we're sorry. So,
wow.
Some people have woken up. I don't know how many. I don't know how many it's going to take to wake up.
Well, listen, it is, you know, Gay Pride Month, where everybody's happy. And if you head over to West Hollywood, California, they had a family-friendly Pride Parade. And it was fun for the whole family. I mean, they had BDSM demonstrations. It was built as fun for the whole family, like I said. And it was called the WeHo Pride. Now, I don't even know what to do with that. But anyway, they had a street fair with a Women's Freedom Festival. And don't forget the Dyke March. Now, keep your cards and letters yourself. I'm just reading what they wrote from West Hollywood. And the WeHo, it ended up with the WeHo Pride Parade on Sunday. But in it, they had, and I told you, I was going to send it to you, but I didn't want you to start throwing up. But in it, they did. They had a BDSM sex act kind of thing being performed in the back of a pickup truck with all these little kids. You watch the truck go by, all these little kids. I want to know what parent. And, yeah, I mean, I don't care. I'll shame you on the air. I mean, what is wrong with you that you want to take it? I don't care if it was a heterosexual sex act. What parent takes little kids to a parade where they're having simulated sex? Go ahead.
The kind of parents that live in San Francisco?
God.
Sorry. Enjoy your emails.
Well, gee, thank you. I appreciate that. But no, on another show, we were talking about parenting and where parenting is gone. And all these parents don't want their kids to be happy and they don't want their kids to have any trouble. And I'm thinking to myself, so morality goes out the window because you think that your child will be happier watching BDSM being performed in the back of a pickup truck at a parade?
I can't understand any parent who would want to subject their children to that. Grown adults, most grown adults, don't want to be subject to that, even if you support the gay community, okay?
Right.
The pride parades have never been nice and clean and family-oriented. Not ever. Not one. Not ever.
Even the infamous, and I'm sure many of you don't even know about this, you ever heard of the Doodah Parade?
Good Lord, no.
Oh, no. You, of all people, would love this, okay? And it's actually a parade that happens before the Rose Bowl Parade. It's not long. And it was kind of one of those tug-in-cheek things.
Oh, just a comedy type thing?
Right, where you had a bunch of guys dressed up in suits, maybe 50 of them, doing things with their briefcases, you know, catching them and you know, throwing them to each other. You know what I'm saying? Like Frisbee style and all that.
Yep.
It was just a joke. Bunch of nuns that were dressed, and nothing vulgar. It was just a lot of little groups doing a lot of little funny things to kind of warm the crowd up to what was happening.
Okay.
All right? But it was called the Doodah Parade, and locals knew all about it and would go out of their way to get there to see it happen, and it was safe. It truly was family-friendly, and it was funny. So, anyhow, tell people where to find you.
GreticRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
But we know those crazy parades don't happen in those small New England towns. No, anyway. Stop it. Don't ruin it for me. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.